We welcome you back. Sports Talk 95.3, The Score, even though it's crunch time. It's Friday. Could you believe this? I got the name of my show and the day wrong, and I wasn't even that close. All right, timeout. I get three timeouts, right? I'm going to make this a 20, and I'm going to actually give you accurate information. It's Monday. It's crunch time. It's the final segment, and we're going to do this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Back at it. If I was really mean, I should have played like the lightning round open or something like that and make you think it was Thursday or Friday. I think that would have been more fun. Instead, no, we're just doing the Richter scale. This is where I bring up the big sports stories, news, events from the weekend, from the world of sports from the weekend, and Steve rates its impact. And we begin with Saturday, where it was a big day for Oregon football. The number two recruit in the country, number one defensive lineman in the country, Kayvon Thibodeau, committed to the Ducks. He's now the highest ranked recruit to ever sign for Oregon, beating that of someone named Lodi Nagata, I think is how you pronounce it. I don't know. With the addition of Thibodeau to Oregon's 2019 class, it becomes top five in the country, according to 24/7 Sports. It is the best in the Pac-12. And while I know you don't follow recruiting, and it's still 2 years maybe before we really start to see what kind of impact Kayvon has on the field, I have to ask you about it. How big of an impact does this signing have for Oregon?
Well, I'll tell you what, considering it's still this season, and I'm going to do a head count here because I jotted down some notes. Three. I had seven different people come up to me because where I was sitting on press row, and five I'm familiar with. There were two guys who I've never seen before kind of tapped me on the shoulder. So what'd you think? It's a 10. What it'll actually impact on the field, you never know because it's a high school recruit. But the juice this is providing for this fan base is a 10, no question about it.
All right. Sunday was a busy day in the NFL. There were plenty of surprises and shocks, and none might have been bigger than the Colts' shutout win over the Cowboys. Colts from the start held Cooper in check. They didn't let Zeke beat him on the ground, and with their ground game, they got through Sean Lee and never looked back. This keeps the Colts in the mix for that final AFC wildcard spot, and it also opened the door for the Cowboys to blow their lead in the NFC East as Washington and Philly both won on Sunday. Dallas still has the number one seed in the East, and Washington and Philly play in week 17. So how much is this loss going to hurt Dallas?
Do I give what I think it is, or do I give what I want it to do and hope it does?
Why not average that out?
All right. So I hope it's a 17 and it crushes them and causes Jerry Jones anguish, misery, heartbreak, and despair and makes him sell the team and fold the franchise. That's probably not going to happen, but it left the door open. I mean, we just as easily right now could be talking about a Dallas team that has locked up the East, that has a chance at winning 10, 11 games and maybe advancing in the playoffs. That's an 8. That's damaging. So all jokes aside, I'm going to give that a solid 8.
All right. Steelers-Patriots was the marquee game last weekend. The lone 1:25 p.m. start between two teams that for the last 15 years, it seems, have been battling it out in late December, early January. Sunday, the Steelers did their ground and pound, and the Patriots had one massive play on their third play of the game for their only touchdown, which sounds incredible. Brady had a horrible interception that was extremely un-Brady-like late, and then with four plays with the game on the line, he goes 0-for-4 on passing plays. The Patriots had a ton of false start penalties that were ruining the momentum and the mojo. They just haven't been good on the road all year. How fast has Father Time caught up with Tom Brady?
That interception that he threw up for grabs to Joe Hayden, I'm not exaggerating. I don't know, unless it's been the end of the half or in a Hail Mary situation or maybe when he was in high school in the greater Bay Area, that I've ever seen him do that. I didn't understand. It's like, he's throwing it away. Well, that's kind of – did Hayden really come down with that? And, of course, that was part of the getting the monkey off their back. So – I don't want to just attribute it to Father Time. It's just tougher to play this time of year. Look what's happened to New Orleans offense. Look what happened to the Ram offense. It's a little more difficult. The weather's crappier, but it has. He looks different. This will be the they're already out of the running for a one seed. They may actually have to play in the wild card round. So I'm not going to shelve Brady and the Patriots yet, but it's noticeable. I'm going to give it a 5.
The Eagles rode Nick Foles to a Super Bowl last year, and now that it is Folesember, the Eagles are on the rise again. As they said, they beat the Rams on Sunday Night Football, holding off elite charge by the Rams after nearly blowing another big lead. But thanks to the defense and Sean McVay not managing his timeouts properly, the Eagles get the win. They're one game out of that NFC East spot, a half game out of the wild card because of that tie that the Vikings have. All that said, though, how big of a QB controversy do the Eagles have on their hands between Wentz and Foles now?
Well, they as far as getting to the playoffs, I mean, we know that Foles is going to play against Houston on Sunday. What's going to happen at Washington, who knows? I still think Wentz is Peterson's guy. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think Foles knows that this is it. He's a free agent. He's going to walk this year, so he's just happy he could have a game like that to remind people what he's capable of. So, mini. I'm going to give that one a 3.